beloved friend. Today, we gather with hearts full of hope and perhaps some burdens. I know many of you are facing trials and tribulations, moments of uncertainty, and times of doubt. You might feel like you're wandering through a valley of shadows. But I want to remind you today that even in these valleys, God is with us. He is working on our situations, even when we can't see it. Beloved, in the midst of life's storms, it's easy to feel abandoned, to believe that we are facing our trials alone. But let me remind you of a truth that transcends our circumstances. God is always with us. In Deuteronomy 31:6, the Lord speaks directly to our fears, commanding us to be strong and courageous. Why? Because He is with us. He doesn't say, "I will be with you if everything goes smoothly," or "I will be with you when you're feeling strong." No, His promise is unwavering. "I will never leave you nor forsake you." What a powerful declaration. God's presence isn't dependent on our performance or the absence of trouble. He is with us in the darkest nights, in the fiercest battles, and in the loneliest moments. His love is steadfast, His faithfulness unshakable. So, when you find yourself trembling with fear, when doubt creeps in, when loneliness threatens to overwhelm you, remember this promise. God is with you. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And not only is He with us, but He is also actively working on our behalf. Even when we cannot see His hand at work, He is orchestrating every detail of our lives for our good and His glory. Take heart, dear ones, for the God who spoke the universe into existence, the God who knows every hair on your head, the God who formed you in your mother's womb is by your side. He is our rock, our refuge, our ever-present help in times of trouble. My friends, have you ever found yourself questioning why certain hardships have befallen you? Have you ever wondered why God seems silent in the midst of your struggles? In those moments, it's vital to remember that God's ways are not our ways. Isaiah 55:8-9 offers us a glimpse into the incomprehensible wisdom of our Heavenly Father. He declares, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways." Imagine the Creator of the universe, whose understanding surpasses our finite minds. It humbles us, doesn't it? It reminds us that there is a depth to God's plans that we cannot fathom. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are His ways higher than ours, and His thoughts than our thoughts. Just as we cannot grasp the vastness of the cosmos or comprehend the mysteries of the deep, we cannot fully comprehend the ways of God. So when we find ourselves in the midst of trials, when we cannot see the light at the end of the tunnel, let us hold fast to this truth. God is still at work. His silence does not indicate His absence, and His hiddenness does not diminish His power. Though we may not understand the why behind our suffering, we can trust in the character of God. We can trust that He is good, that He is loving, and that He is faithful, and we can take comfort in knowing that He is working all things together for our good.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
So let us surrender our need for understanding. Let us release our desire for control. And let us rest in the knowledge that our God is sovereign. His ways may be mysterious, but His love is undeniable, and His purposes are unfailing. May this truth anchor our souls in the midst of life's storms. And may we find peace in knowing that we serve a God whose ways are higher than our own. Beloved friends, faith is the bedrock of our relationship with God. It is the assurance that what we hope for will come to pass, even when we cannot see it with our physical eyes. Hebrews 11:1 beautifully defines faith as confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. In essence, faith is not merely wishful thinking or blind optimism. It is a deep-rooted trust in the character and promises of God. It's believing that He is who He says He is, and that He will do what He says He will do. Faith is like a beacon of light that pierces through the darkness of doubt and uncertainty. It enables us to see beyond our present circumstances and to fix our gaze on the unchanging nature of our Heavenly Father. Even when the path ahead seems obscured, faith illuminates the way forward. It's like stepping out onto a bridge in the dead of night, trusting that, though you cannot see the other side, the bridge will hold you up. Our faith rests not in our own abilities or understanding, but in the steadfastness of God. Romans 8:28 assures us, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. This verse is a cornerstone of our faith, a declaration of God's sovereignty and goodness. Even in the midst of trials and tribulations, we can have confidence that God is working all things together for our good. Not some things, not just the easy things, but all things. Every tear we shed, every heartache we endure, every struggle we face, God is weaving them into the tapestry of His divine plan. So let us hold fast to our faith. Let us nurture it like a precious seed, planted in the soil of our hearts. Let us water it with prayer, nourish it with God's word, and watch as it grows into a mighty tree of trust and assurance. My brother and sister, in the midst of life's trials and tribulations, it can be challenging to find joy. Yet, James 1:2-4 challenges us to do just that. It says, "Consider it pure joy." My brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because the testing of your faith produces perseverance, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Consider it pure joy. How can we rejoice in the face of adversity? It seems counterintuitive, doesn't it? But let me offer you a different perspective. Trials are not random occurrences or meaningless suffering. They are opportunities for growth, for refinement, for transformation. Just as gold is purified in the fire, so are we refined in the furnace of affliction. Yes, trials are painful. They stretch us beyond our limits. They push us to the brink of despair. But they also strengthen our faith. They deepen our dependence on God, and they shape us into the people He created us to be. Think of a sculptor chiseling away at a block of marble. With each strike of the hammer, he reveals the beauty hidden within. In the same way, God uses the trials in our lives to mold us into vessels of His grace and vessels of His glory. So let us not despair when trials come our way. Instead, let us embrace them as opportunities for growth. Let us allow perseverance to have its full effect, knowing that it is producing in us a maturity and completeness that we would not otherwise attain. And let us take comfort in knowing that we do not face these trials alone. God is with us every step of the way, His presence a constant source of strength and encouragement. So let us stand firm in the midst of trials, knowing that they are not meant to break us, but to build us. And let us rejoice, not because of the trials themselves, but because of the transformation they bring about in our lives. My friends, take a moment to reflect on your past. Think back to those moments when you found yourself in the depths of despair, when the weight of the world seemed too heavy to bear. In those moments of darkness, did God not shine his light into your life? Lamentations 3:22-23 beautifully captures the essence of God's faithfulness. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great. Consider the countless times when God's love and compassion sustained you, when his faithfulness became a beacon of hope in the midst of despair. Perhaps it was a job loss that turned into an unexpected opportunity, a diagnosis that led to a miraculous healing, or a broken relationship that was restored beyond all expectations. Whatever your story may be, one thing remains constant: God's faithfulness. His love is unfailing. His compassions never cease, and his faithfulness endures forever. Even when we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. So let us take comfort in the faithfulness of our God. Let us draw strength from his past faithfulness as we face the challenges of today and tomorrow. And let us give thanks for his mercies that are new every morning, for his grace that sustains us through every trial and tribulation. Beloved, as we look back on our past and see the faithfulness of God woven throughout every chapter, let us be reminded of his promise to never leave us nor forsake us. He who has been faithful in the past will continue to be faithful in the future. So, and as followers of Christ, we have a living hope, an unshakable assurance that comes from our faith in God. Romans 15:13 speaks directly to our hearts, declaring, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." What a beautiful prayer. May the very essence of who God is, the God of hope, saturate our souls and overflow into every aspect of our lives. But what is hope? Hope is the confident expectation of God's goodness in our lives. It's the belief that no matter what circumstances we face, God is still on the throne and his plans for us are good. So, let us hold on to this hope with all our hearts. Let us anchor our souls in the promises of God, knowing that he is already at work in our situations, even when we cannot see it. Our hope is not based on fleeting emotions or temporary circumstances, but on the unchanging character of our Heavenly Father. In the midst of trials and tribulations, let hope be our constant companion. Let it lift our spirits when we are weary. Let it sustain us when we are weak, and let it guide us as we journey through the storms of life. And as we trust in God's promises, as we surrender our fears and doubts to him, may we experience the fullness of joy, peace that comes from living in hope. May our lives be a testament to the transformative power of hope as we overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Beloved, as we are close to the end of this message, let us carry with us the truths we have heard today like precious treasures stored in the depths of our hearts. Let us leave here today with hearts full of faith and hope, knowing that God is already at work in our situations. Despite the challenges we may face, despite the uncertainties that lie ahead, let us trust in the faithfulness of our Heavenly Father. But trust is not passive. It requires action. So I urge you, dear ones, to seek God in prayer, to pour out your hearts before him, knowing that he hears and he answers. Let prayer be your lifeline, your source of strength, your connection to the one who holds all things in his hands. And let us not forget the importance of community. Lean on your church family for support, for encouragement, for accountability. Together, we are stronger. Together, we can bear one another's burdens and lift each other up in times of need. As we go forth from this place, let us walk in the assurance that our God is faithful, His timing is perfect, and His plans for us are good. Let this truth be our anchor in the midst of life's storms, our guiding light in the darkness. Beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May He turn His face toward you and give you peace. And may you go forth from this place, filled with hope and filled with the love of God. Beloved congregation, as we part ways today, I encourage you to not only carry the message of faith, hope, and God's unwavering presence in your own hearts, but also to share this message with others. There are many out there who are in desperate need of hope, who are longing for the assurance that God is indeed working in their situations. So I urge you, share this message with your friends, your family, your co-workers, anyone who may need to hear these words of encouragement. Let us be channels of God's love and grace, spreading His message of hope to all who will listen. And as we continue on this journey together, I invite you to subscribe to this channel, to stay connected with our community, and to receive more messages of faith and inspiration. Together, we can build each other up, support one another, and grow in our walk with the Lord. May the Lord bless you abundantly as you share His love with others and as you continue to seek Him with all your heart. Now, let us pray. Dear Lord, I pray for a breakthrough in my career, Lord. Open doors that no one can shut and lead me to new levels of success and fulfillment. Help me to use my skills and talents to make a positive impact in my work and to be a blessing to those around me. I trust in your provision and ask for the resources and opportunities I need to improve my financial situation and provide for my loved ones. Fill me with hope, Lord, and renew my strength. Help me to walk in faith, knowing that you are with me every step of the way. Grant me the confidence to face uncertainties and the grace to handle pressure with composure. May your peace reign in my heart and mind, dispelling any fears or anxieties about the future as I seek your will in my work and finances. Guide me to make choices that honor you and benefit those around me. Let your light shine through me, making me a source of encouragement and inspiration to others. May my efforts bring glory to your name and reflect your goodness to the world. In your infinite mercy and love, hear my prayer, O Lord. Grant me the strength to endure, the wisdom to prosper, and the grace to be a blessing to others. I place my trust in you, knowing that you are the source of all good things. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness and provision. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.